Spoilers ahead, fucknuts.
On behalf of the Eurospace program, 189 days into your solo journey. Commander Prohaska, how are you feeling?
What I'm doing is for everyone back home, and that makes me very proud.
And your wife, Lenka, of course.
I'm sure she's looking forward to having you home safe and sound.
He's not doing well. He misses his wife.
And he shouldn't have left.
Six months in isolation. You start thinking too much.
I'm getting an appearance.
Gotta be better than Jack and Jill, right?
I intend to frighten you, skinny human. Do not be afraid.
I'm losing my mind.
You wish to know if I am real. I am like you, an explorer. Your loneliness intrigued me.
Why are you here?
I might be of help. I wish to assist you in your emotional distress.
I don't need your help.
But you do.
You go where I go, and I go where you go, right, spaceman?
These are your thoughts. I am simply finding them with you. Everything that begins must end.
I'm not allowing that.
You go where I go, and I go where you go.
I just want to come home.
Hello there, Pose.
And welcome to the show.
Yes, we are back with another Spoiled It episode.
With our favorite actor, Adam Sandler.
This is the one where he's, it's like him, David Spade, and Kevin James, and Rob Schneider, right?
Oh, yeah. Rob Schneider's the usual crew. Yeah, Rob Schneider's a giant spider. Perfectly. perfect movie.
Yeah. Just another one of those goofy Adam Sandler Netflix films. Definitely what we got here.
Yep.
No, just kidding, folks. It's actually another dramatic role for Adam Sandler, and I think besides maybe that movie Click, it's the only sci-fi movie he's done too.
You might be right about that. Yeah. I didn't really think of that.
I kind of looked into it before this, and at least from what I looked into, I couldn't really find any others.
Not many people really want to fucking compare it to Click.
The only the only other one I could kind of see was like that Pixels one or whatever, which was terrible.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was technically sci-fi. Fuck, that was sci-fi shit.
I almost didn't even want to bring it up, though.
The aliens are invading us with fucking Pac-Man characters. What?
I remember we went to go see that in theaters, and I was like, oh my god, this is terrible. Fuck. Why'd you do my boy Peter Dinklage like this?
God damn.
But Adam Sandler doing another dramatic role, another Netflix movie, but not a goofy one, a sci-fi dramatic role, and it's Johan Renck who did the who directed it, who I guess directed some of Chernobyl.
Yeah, I was, when I fucking found that out, I was baffled. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
The motherfucker who did this was the guy who made directed Chernobyl?
No, I was surprised because I always hear like everyone say that show was amazing.
It is a great show. Dude, that is like fucking a phenomenal show
but
to watch.
Even having not seen it, I was like, it seems like such a weird jump to go from that to this.
You're talking about the dramatic things of the Chernobyl incident to Adam Sandler becomes schizophrenic in space and talks to a giant imaginary spider.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a giant imaginary spider named Tanish.
Yep, who's played by Paul Dano. And he was the Riddler in the new Batman movie.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And
now imagine the spider just going like fucking having a tantrum. No, 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 that's not his way.
He kind of did have a tantrum at one point. Fucking beat the shit out of Adam Sandler.
You're beyond help, Adam. What? You're just such a piece of shit.
God, you're just depressing the fuck out of me today.
God, I'm just done with your ass. Fuck off. I'm fucking off.
Like he
played a bitch.
He was just with Adam Sandler for a couple of days.
Don't leave. No.
It kind of reminded me of Breaking Bad when like Walt fucking was trying to convince that guy to stay, like when he was in the New Hampshire.
Oh my God, damn it. Yeah, fucking no. Anyway.
It's just like he's so lonely. He's just like, please.
Stop, cow.
Even though he hated him at first.
Yeah, what?
Oh my God. At least they didn't stick on that too long, though. Like, that was one thing I appreciated.
Yeah,
Hanish
comes crawling back to Adam.
I think anything would be creeped out by a giant spider. But, it's an interesting kind of element here with this movie. I think people who have watched it know, and people who will see it will see that basically it's kind of gonna have different interpretations by different viewers, I think.
I'm still on the fucking board that it was a definitely like him, his
it's what I think it was just
creating a spider in itself, like to help him with his fucked up issues.
But that's kind of the cool thing about this movie, and like it's very well shot. Adam Sandler does a pretty good job here. I felt it was kind of a weird casting for like sort of background his character is supposed to have, but I didn't hate it, but like I was just kind of like, huh. I wouldn't expect it Adam Sandler for this, but did a good enough job. I always like to just see him, I think, in more dramatic roles because his comedies nowadays have not been my cup of tea.
This definitely is no like uncut gems or anything like that, but it was a,
or even that Punch Drunk Love one. It wasn't as good as that either.
Yeah, that was. I did love that movie. I do like that movie with it.
Right. Well, it's just like I think the one problem with this movie is there's not like a super standout scene.
Yeah, not really. I mean, like, there's just a giant spider.
I like the dynamic between him and Ganoush, or Adam Sandler's character Jacob.
I think it's like pronounce it.
Jacob.
Jukov or something like that.
Yeah. It seemed like everyone had a different pronunciation.
Just like, it's either like the Czech pronunciation. I thought they were saying Jacob
throughout most of it, and then there was like the wife that said it way differently and said like Jakub or something like that. Jakub. And I was just like, okay, everyone's just saying it different, I guess.
Jakub, and then like Peter pronounces it Jakub too. It's weird. It's probably just like the Czech version pronunciation of Jacob, since this is technically but it's like a Czech space program essentially, and they're competing with the South Koreans.
Kind of interesting that like they didn't really tell us much about like what time period this was in or anything.
I think it's supposed to be more like modern or current day type shit.
What indicated that to you though? Because I thought like I was saying to you, like it was all like 70s kind of like. That's the weird thing, though. Like, I was wondering if it was supposed to be kind of its own world, because to me it seemed modern day, but almost like it was doing that sort of thing where it's like, maybe like Archer or something, where that's modern day, but then it's all like got a retro look to it, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's just how spaceships look, man.
Not with the spaceship, with the, like, mission control area where you, like, saw it back on Earth and, like, them there.
Well, you can't ask too much about the Czechs. They're not U.S. This isn't U.S. funding. This is fucking European Czech space program.
They're like, plus, those designs were badass.
Why change something that works?
No, it looked cool. I liked it, actually, but I was like, that's so interesting. I feel like you don't see that. Like, they always try to make it look in movies today when you see that sort
super
of stuff.
Futuristic
high-tech,
like,
right?
Everything CGI because it has to be so fucking advanced. Yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting where I was kind of, especially with how they do some weirder sci-fi stuff with this towards the end.
You mean like the fucking weird space particles?
Yeah.
Like, to me, I just kept calling space fairies because it was kind of funnier the way they essentially were like.
Well, that's
space
one of the elements that I feel like makes it so that like maybe Ganoush like is real or something, because it's like, were those things real? Like, were those just a hallucination too?
I'm still convinced it's just hallucination.
The little particle things?
The particle things it's kind of hard to judge.
That's what I'm saying. Ones. But then when they like add that element to it,
because like there it's was like... a spacecraft that they were like fucking flying. He flew into essentially and shit mm-hmm. like that. I guess. I just imagine it was mostly just Hanush that was his imagination. Everything else, I guess, probably is real.
Mm.
I mean, other than that, and that probably means he brought in like Nutella into space and just handed it to no one. But even though he's thinking
they should have partnered up with Nutella for this.
Oh my god, they partnered up with Bamba. That's for sure. He had to say the sponsor's thing every single time he had to use it. I like that Peter was like, what are you doing? You're the Bamba? Why are you taking the Bamba? And he's like,
I feel like whenever Adam Sandler does these dramatic roles, there's still like little comedic moments with him.
Yeah, it was still little goofy moments.
At where time. You like, it's like, you kind of have to like.
Fucking spider loved Nutella like a fuck. He was like, it reminds me of home eating the space larva.
What'd you think of the spider design?
I mean, It's an obvious fucking CGI spider.
Yeah. It looked kind of weird that, like I kind of liked it. It was, like, creepy, though. But, like, it looked like that it, like, had, like, a human face, but then it was almost, like, wearing, like, a spider mask. Or at least, like, a human,
it like, had, like, the spider mouth. Mandibles, but you had, yeah, you saw yeah. a spider mouth in it. It's
almost, like hidden underneath, like, a mask sort of thing. Like,
honestly,
I don't know.
I think Lord of the Rings spiders are like that, too, to me.
Really?
Yeah, they just, you know, look scary instead of, like, human. Like more, this one doesn't have like sharp teeth in it.
You know what else I was wondering too? Like, I didn't, as it went on more, I don't know if it was just one of those things I didn't notice it as much, but I thought towards the beginning when it was talking, I was almost hearing like a sort of like a click. So I didn't know if like it was kind of talking like that, but then like communicating telepathically to him or something.
I didn't notice
because I remember you were saying later on too, like, wow, how is he talking to him or like how can he hear him or whatever?
I didn't say that.
No, towards the end of the movie with Adam Sandler when he was like yelling at him.
Yeah, because he was space. I'm like, why is he? How is he talking to a guy in space? Because he can't hear sound. Doesn't go.
No,
through
that's what
space.
I was saying. Maybe it's telepathic, like, or they had some sort of thing like that. But they didn't explain that.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
Grant, he also had a fucking spider swimming in space. I wasn't taking it seriously. It was imaginary to me. I'm just imagining it's fucking imaginary. And yeah. Adam's just too stupid to realize you can't say sound doesn't travel in space.
No, but I like that element to it where it's kind of like people have different interpretations. And I'm more on like I'm more leaning towards what you're thinking.
He's a schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Probably should have went and saw therapy like Peter was recommending to him in the beginning.
But like, it's kind of like that Tarantino movie Hateful Eight. Like you can just have like. There's multiple things in there where you can kind of have different interpretation or people are going to kind of have different opinions of it.
Mm.
And I always just find that interesting because I'm like, oh, well, it must be really hard to kind of like have different people have different outcomes at the end of the day of what they think, you know?
Okay, yeah. I'm like, to me, it's kind of more obvious. It was just because Hanush also showed up when he was younger after he was almost drowned and he had that thing and Hanush and that, but was smaller. Rather than like the big version you see in space, mm-hmm. So it was in it, but it was like something that pops up whenever he goes like through some fucked up mental shit. There was some shit that fucks up his mental health.
Yeah,
it's always he always starts seeing Spider to do whatever, help him out. And like you said, there's that one scene where he even said when he names the spider Hanush, because the spider's like, we don't need that for our people.
Uh-huh.
So and he's like, I'm gonna name you Hanush, and he's like. Well, Hanush is this guy, and the way he describes it, and you find out, like, you think he's flashbacking to Hanush, but he's actually flashbacking to what he was when he was young. And then you realize, like, he was actually talking about his old imaginary friend, Hanush, who was also the spider, just smaller.
Hmm.
And he was just, it's kind of weird, or it gives that fucking hint that he was actually named a giant spider after his what he thought was essentially a different spider imaginary friend he had that was the smaller guy.
It's just Adam Sandler actually did have like this real imaginary friend. My thoughts are so powerful.
I willed it into existence.
It's like Ted.
Is that I thought you just wished upon a star for the Ted one. But he just willed into existence in the...
No, but yeah, he did wish upon a star, but like just like kind of a similar idea where it's just like, yeah, just somehow made this thing. Just came
happened.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, exactly.
Goddamn.
I could even see like a Ted spinoff from this. That's what I was kind of hoping for at the end. Like, because I guess to break the plot down for people a bit, it's basically Adam Sandler's character, Jakub, is in space and...
Going like through to Jupiter or past Jupiter, essentially, to go visit this weird like nebula cloud thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they get a message. They inter the people, the NASA or whatever of this universe. They get like a message from his wife. That's basically her. Like, she's gonna divorce him.
I can't. I'm still a little pissed off. Like, I get why she's doing the divorce in a way. I mean, like, I just think. Her timing was shit in the way she did it, where she's like, I'm going to leave a message instead of talking to him in person like we've been doing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave a message and saying, yeah, we're through. Sorry, bud. Bye.
You coward.
Coward! And like I said, the fucking timing was bad.
He clearly has, like, communication issues and stuff like that. Yeah. But, like, it's like, you at least owe him that. Like, you're married to this person.
Yeah, and I'm like... Yeah, obviously married him for a fucking reason.
You knew he was going to be a spaceman, and like this is what he's wanted since you met him, and now you're pissed because he went to do his job?
Yeah, and like we did find out he was like kind of fucking blew off the whole miscarriage incident.
He did, and that was fucked up.
I'm like, damn, dude. I'm like, I get that. I'm like, granted, I was thinking like, well, she was going to divorce you. Probably after that would have been a good idea. Yeah. It would have been the time to divorce his ass.
Exactly.
Instead, they go for another kid and go for round two type thing, which, I mean, like, good as long as they were able to settle it, but obviously they didn't really solve that issue.
It just seemed weird. I think their relationship was supposed to be kind of the heart of this movie, but that is kind of one of the biggest flaws here.
It felt a little toxic in a way on both sides, exactly. To be honest.
On both sides, it felt a little fucked up.
They both did wrong things, personally. Like, honestly, I don't know what she was expecting from a spaceman. Like, you're never around.
You see a scene of her, like, you never see him be abusive or anything. You see him being terrible.
No, he's just emotionless.
Exactly. But you see her literally, like, ripping apart the apartment and shit at one point.
I'm like, you also find out he kind of has the fucked up shit that happened to him as a kid, which probably is the reason he blocks off all his feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I almost drowned in the fucking river. My dad was, like, a communist torturer that fucking tortured people, and then some other weird fucking shit that all happened. Mm-hmm. I guess people tried probably killed his dad or something, like, at some point. I think they said, like, I don't know, it was weird. It's little weird things like that.
But yeah, so like basically one of the hearts of this story, though, and the romantic relationship between him and his wife, I just feel like that isn't really strong here.
Yeah.
I think Adam Sandler's performance is probably, it's good, but I'd say it's on the weaker end of, like, Uncut Gems and Punch Drunk Love and stuff. Those are, much better performances.
Yeah, well, like, in this one, he's playing as essentially a guy who's hiding all his emotions and feelings and stuff like that. So he's very blank.
He does good.
Like, the only time I really saw emotion from him was when he fucking, like, starts... He first really kind of sees a spider. And he's kind of freaking out. He doesn't know if it's a dream or if he's like imagining it. He's like, "What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?" Peter, hey Peter, I'm gonna need to disinfect the ship. What? I need to disinfect it. I like how he's like, "Well, before we do the disinfecting with the bomb up, you got to say this logo." What?
He's like, fuck my life.
Yeah, he's like, you gotta say the catchphrase. You gotta say like it's a fucking commercial before using it.
I'm gonna kill you when I get back, Peter.
Oh, fuck these sponsors. Alright. Then he starts reciting it. And then it happens and the spider obviously doesn't die. He's like, no, I wasn't hurt. In fact, it was just, you know. And just sneezes on his fucking helmet.
Dude, anyway. But that sneeze was real, bro.
The sneeze was real.
It was on the outside of the helmet, so how could he gotten the sneeze on the outside?
He was imagining the sneeze. He was imagining all those boogers right on his helmet.
Dude.
Fucking spider snot.
That's pretty far-fetched. I don't know.
What? You think a fucking alien spider was able to also slip between the fucking ship and space without fucking, like, destroying or opening a hatch?
Maybe.
The fucking spider ghost? It's a space ghost.
That thing's been through universes, bro. He's been through all the multiverses of madness.
Bro, he was talking like he was fucking... He's seen some shit. Like, we have seen...
I saw the shitty Marvel universe.
I've seen the beginning of the universe. What? Fucking Am, how old are you? He's just fucking questioning it.
He's God. He's God or some shit.
This dude, God is a giant fucking enemy spider. Oh, I don't know how to feel about that. But, especially how many spiders I've killed over
Adam
years.
Adam Sandler imagined him.
Oh God damn it! All the spiders I've killed. Spiders, God is just gonna be pissed at me. What? You killed all those spiders. So.
They did some trippy ass shit when they went in that nebula, though. Like, we were thinking they were gonna do some time travel shit, like Monarch. Like, yeah, like, oh, I get to go back in time
and change. Like, change as my I mistakes. Kept ranting, if I could go back, I could change. I'm like, no
classic
way do
Adam
that.
Sandler.
No
shit.
Way they would do that. Fuck it.
I learned from your mistakes when you just defy fucking reality.
He does. I'm like, isn't that just what happens in Click?
Yeah.
He just does the same thing. That was
this is serious Click.
Serious Click.
I could see them doing that. Yeah, but like, no, click. We can't do time travel. That was in Click.
How about I click to the next channel, bud?
but yeah, so we talked about it, and the general consensus on this movie right now is like 5 to 6 range. It seems from like all the usual sites, like when you average it out, like I usually do with like Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb and stuff. So
yeah.
We seem to be right about in that range, I would say. Maybe just ever so slightly above that.
Like I said, I'm like, what? I said basically ran 5.5.
Yeah.
Between that range. Essentially, a very average movie to me. I'll see it once. I didn't really have
it's
a bad time.
It's kind of the definition of a Netflix movie, right?
I'm like, I didn't have a bad time. I enjoyed my head. I'll probably not ever watch it again, and I'm fine with that. I'm not gonna fucking shed a tear over it, but it's fine. I'm like basic, very basic average movie, so
yeah. Like I agree with that. I agree with that fully. Like, to me, it's just like I said, like slightly above kind of that average. But like, yeah, nothing crazily above that,
yeah.
So, but yeah, if you have Netflix, if you're a huge Adam Sandler fan, if you like him in dramatic roles.
Or if you like him in Jack and Jill, totally. like totally love this.
If you love Jack and Jill or Ridiculous Six, you have
Billy
a grand
Madison,
old time.
All these fucking movies, all Adam Sandler movies. You like Grown Ups too. not one, two, two. You.
What do you think we'll get the sequel, Spaceman 2?
Oh, the spider comes back after, even though like it dies in the end. Oh yeah, by the way, we forgot to talk about the spider dying, like being eaten alive by weird like alien maggots.
Oh yeah,
and like had a name for it, made up whole lore for it.
Bro, no,
Glip Grops. It felt like a Rick and Morty name.
I was thinking the same thing.
It was literally like a Rick and Morty name for the enemy, like aliens.
I was like, why did they even bring him talking about alien enemies or whatever?
The Grip Grops. What?
That's one of the only things that also made me think maybe he was real, because I was just like,
that's a
really
ridiculous name, Adam.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam, what kind of name is that? That sounds ridiculous. To me, that's what made it me especially
he
think
watched,
it was all made up.
He watched Rick and Morty, and he just took it from that. Yeah, the Glib Globs.
The Glib Grops. What? The Glib Reps were totally a real thing. No,
that's so funny.
That wasn't
was
a Rick and Morty
thing.
Reference. What? Fuck Adam. I mean, sorry, Jacob.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most emotional scenes in the movie. And
when your spider dies on you, your imaginary
your
friend
bro dies.
And
you're just like stranded out in the middle of like trippy ass space nebula shit.
Then you got saved by the South Koreans that were also passing by. They were having a competition. They kept, mentioning little things about that.
It was like an Avengers portal, like basically opened up and there was a ship there. And he was like, yeah, classic Sandler shit. I'm getting saved.
I like the whole idea, too. Like, the spider kind of got him fucked over, to be honest. Like, the spider's like, I'm just going to go outside and die, little skinny human. I'm just going to go let these things eat me alive out here. And Adam's like, what? No, I got to save my spider
friend.
Maybe
he got in that ship.
Grabs
like,
a bomba and takes
maybe he got
space.
In that ship and he just took over control. He's like, we're going home. No, we're not. Yes, we are.
Fucking, like, Peter and everyone else is like, Jacob, where are you going? Abort mission. We had a problem. Abort the mission.
I'm not crazy.
I gotta go save my spider friend. What? Just a sentence. That's what it felt like. I gotta go save him. He's being eaten by space maggots. I gotta go. I gotta use this bomba to fucking save, like, to help kill off some of these.
I still love the idea, like we were saying, like he has like a heart to heart with his wife towards the end of this movie, like right before he, like, you think he potentially might die, and when he escapes, when he leaves the ship. And I love how we were just saying, like, what if, like, he just, like, shows how crazy he's gotten or whatever. He's just like,
sweetie, I saw there was a giant spider. His name is, I named him Hanush, and he got me through this and made me see how much of a fucking horrible person I was to you. And I need to start sharing my emotions thanks to this advice I got from this giant spider. What?
I worship him now.
He's, like, honestly my bro for life. I couldn't have asked for a better friend. What? Fucking just his wife, like, looking. What? Sweetie, Jacob, what the fuck are you talking? It feels like, you know, that scene from Breaking Bad, the meme, where it's, like, Jesse talking to Walter about all this shit, and then fucking Walter's like, Jesse, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just imagine, like, something like that happening between them. Jacob, what the fuck are you talking about? The giant alien spider! He was my friend! I can't believe I lost him in space, man.
The CGI was pretty good here.
I mean, like...
Like, it was, like I said, it was very well shot.
Yeah.
But, like, well directed, and, like, the CGI was shot. And it seemed like it was kind of like that... You know how they have that whole thing with movies where it's called, like, a bottle episode where it all takes place in, like, one area? That was pretty much this movie.
Yeah.
A lot of it, at least, besides the Earth stuff.
I mean, like, the CGI was still... Yeah, I really? Can still 100% tell it's
with
like
the, with the spider.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially with the spider, and then like I guess the nebula stuff can pass off since it's like essentially just space dust particles.
Mm.
So I'm like,
yeah, that stuff was fine.
That one's fine. I mean, like I said, they look like space fairies to me. Spider
was fine too. It was nothing like stand out. Like I was like, whoa, like amazed. But yeah, I was like, yeah, it looks fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Other than the kind of spider's obvious CGI, but you can also play into the idea that's his imaginary friend thing, and that's just how he imagines it.
True. So where it kind of looks a little unnatural.
So almost. It doesn't look real because in his head, that's just how he sees it type thing. But he's schizophrenic, so make fucking reason to that. I don't know.
When you think of this thing, it's just when you imagine something, that just scares the shit out of you initially.
I mean, like, honestly, when he opened that fucking door, I thought it was a whole nother movie when he just opens the door and just sees a giant spider. I'm like, bro, is he just going to have to be, like, haunted by fucking nightmares or some shit in this shit? What's about to happen in this movie?
Some alien shit, but he's just going insane.
We made fun of it. It's like, what if he just... We even made the joke. It's like, dude, what if he just opened that... like, when he opened the thing, saw a giant spider, and Adam's, like, essentially, like... And you just see the spider just hand him a thing of chips, like, you want some? And he just fucking free... Ah! No, and actually, basically, that was actually closer than what I was going to actually be.
Yeah, you pretty much predicted the plot of the movie. They had Nutella together.
Nutella!
That was their big final scene. He gave Nutella.
Dude, I'm going to... Look what I brought.
I've been around for millions of years. Thank you for the Nutella, bro. This is my last moment,
This is my shit.
But this stuff is kind of good.
Oh, my fuck. Oh. This totally makes up for being eaten alive by space maggots.
But yeah, if you want to see, I guess you kind of get to see a bromance between Adam Sandler and a spider in this movie.
Not a sentence I'd ever think I'd hear. There we go.
I think this could have been a little bit shorter too, but pacing-wise, this was pretty good. But it is like a two-hour movie, unfortunately.
You make it sound so bad when you say it like that. Unfortunately.
I just feel like there's so many times nowadays where I'm like, why was this 2+ hours? Especially with this movie with, like we said, kind of it being a bottle episode. I'm like, kind of like I said with Dune, like, I don't know what you would have cut, but this shit did not need to be that long. That's all I fucking know.
Fuck you. Dune should have been 3 hours. Make it four.
You could have cut some of that shit on Earth. I think definitely for sure. And then they like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of see what you mean with those ones. Like some of those parts were weird. I mean, like, it's kind of funny just see. I'm just imagining things from Peter's perspective, just hearing as this guy, like this guy who's in charge of the mission, just going crazy. I'm like, dude, I'm in charge. I gotta be looking after you, and you're just fucking off somewhere. You just don't talk to me.
You could have cut off like the NASA group people like pretty early, I think, because then it's like. How they had that whole thing set up with the cameras returning off.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm sure that was making live talks and speeches to them, essentially.
That was the other thing that made me think he was real, because I was like, was he turning off the cameras, like, slowly over time?
I didn't put that together. I think it was just all fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he did do a pretty good job with this of, like, setting up certain things certain people who are going to view it, they might.
He had that last interview, but the spider didn't show up in the camera there.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And there's things like that where you can be. It's just the perfect amount of things that they set up that someone could shoot down and then vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
So I kind of did like that aspect of it, but there is, like we said, with the love interest in this and like that whole plot. And
it just felt like a toxic relationship between, but both of them did not feel like they, but at the same time, I would feel bad. Like, I mean, it's good they kind of stayed together just because, you know, they are having a baby in the end. I'm like, you don't really want that baby to grow up.
Yeah.
Just, but if you can avoid the single-parent household thing, it's probably better for them.
I thought it was kind of weird, too. Like, if you're going to do that whole thing, too, why didn't we see them, like, reunite in the end or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're basically kind of just talking over the fucking phone, like, hey,
that was just
would
like
you
the
kiss me?
The whole movie was they talked on the phone. She broke up with him on the phone, and then they talked on the phone.
No. She left a message. Left a message.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Left a message.
Even worse,
a divorce message. By the way, I can't take this.
He tried to call back. She wouldn't answer. Like, when you break it down, it sounds kind of stupid.
Honestly, I think that if this would be one thing, if he's been gone, like, for years.
So I think
he was only gone for a few months, and it was still kind of funny to me that she's, I can't take being alone. And stuff like that, but it's not like he's like actually talking to her every day when he get and stuff.
I was kind of expecting her to go more into like he was actually some sort of piece of shit or something, but like we said, it's like, okay, he's not,
yeah, he's not, not flawless. This is, he's not innocent either, but he's also not like a huge, he's not a scumbag. He's just like essentially a dude who has weird issues with emotions.
Exactly.
And like he distanced himself, which as a coping mechanism for.
And I think that plot's just kind of flawed because it seems like it's not addressing that. It seems like it's more kind of her, like, having a problem that, like with his job, basically, which...
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like, how many times do you get called to go into space? So I imagine if that's your job, when you get called to do it, like, you basically... And I understand the circumstance...
You have an opportunity being a fucking explorer of space.
I understand the circumstances, especially once they introduce the whole miscarriage element with the first kid.
That part I understood. But that's sad, and he didn't want to talk about it, essentially. Yeah. Oh, my eggs are burning. Hold on, I got an emergency. Can't talk. Bye. Eggs up. So I'm like, oh, my God. Jesus.
Snobs comes in, maybe I can salvage these.
Dude, Snobs would 100%. You know damn right he'd still eat those eggs. like, a little burnt eggs ain't gonna stop. He's gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna make some toast and I'm just gonna turn it into a sandwich.
Just threw the pan in there too, bro. I can just take that out, flip that shit, scrape some of that off there.
He just swallows it.
No, it's actually done, bro.
Actually, you know what? I can eat these. I can take that. I'm gonna eat these. The shit.
But yeah, like we said, if you like Adam Sandler, big Adam Sandler fan, I'm sure you're going to be watching this. But if it doesn't sound like your cup of tea, you're probably not missing out on much.
Yeah, probably just get a pass if this doesn't sound interesting to you.
Yeah.
But if it piques your curiosity, give it at least one watch. You'll probably interesting. Okay, that continue the rest of my life.
It's also rated R, too.
Wait, what was R about it?
They said fuck a couple times. I think that was pretty much it.
Really? I didn't even notice that. Shit.
And then that whole scene with the blood, like, from the miscarriage part or whatever, I'm sure
that's
too.
Not rated R worthy. Jeez, that's like fucking PG-13.
Well, I'm sure because of the material or whatever.
I don't see that.
I don't either, but I think that...
A little bit of blood. It's not like they're fucking showing her fucking guts or anything. It's just a fucking blood stain around her leg. That's it.
They're like, but the implications.
Implications, bro. I've seen a guy get shot in PG-13 movies and his fucking head got blasted open.
That's okay.
What?
You know, by American logic, they would do some dumb shit like that.
No, that makes... Hey, that dumb American logic makes more sense to me. Blood is nothing to be fucking worried about. It's a fucking teenager see blood all the fucking time. Just ask your local playground. Fucking kids beating the shit out of each other all the time. Or was that just me? Oh, fuck.
But thank you for joining us, Pose. I think that about wraps it up for this one.
Yes, and until next time, enjoy your Adam Sandler flicks.
Yes. And you can...
Definitely better than Jack and Jill.
Yeah. And I think pretty soon you guys will actually be seeing our Oscars episode.
Oh, boy. Won't that be a thing?
Yes. Where we're going to talk about as many as we can. We can't watch them all, unfortunately. We don't have that much time. And there's some that just...
Also, I just don't want to.
And I don't really either.
I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Some that just got one nomination or whatever. It's like, but we're going to try to bring on as many people as we can that like have that, so we can get as many opinions and try that as many people that have seen as many of the films.
Oh, multi-guest episode.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a big one.
I think, you know, we've only really had one guest at a time. Maybe like Snobs also, but. That's three.
We're going to have 10 people on all at once. No.
Oh, shit.
I'm kind of thinking it's like we can talk about each film separately, but for like just a little bit.
Yeah, like get maybe 5 people or something like that.
But like it's a mini review almost. But
bring Dan. He's seen all that shit. He sees the shit we usually don't like.
But but look out for that, folks.
Yep. We'll
be talking about all sorts of things like Oppenheimer and...
Sloppenheimer.
Yes.
And I hate myself already. All right, continue.
Killers of the Flower Moon and Barbie and The Holdovers and a lot of ones that like we got to see or I got to see and I really liked, but we didn't really get to talk about or they were ones that came out just before we started doing this podcast. So I'm really excited to be able to, and even ones that just got like one nomination, like Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, and like Godzilla Minus One, which we did do, is one of the ones we actually did do.
Yeah, that doesn't win. I'm fucking rioting. Jordan!
The only two out of the ones that got nominated, though, that we've done is Boy and the Heron and Godzilla Minus One.
Godzilla Minus One, yes.
So, yeah, we'll be talking about all sorts of different ones. Look out for it, Pose.
Stay tuned.
Thank you for joining us, boys.
The cast. Bye.